answer your specific question as to when it's updated, it really varies. There could be a variety of reasons why an update would be necessary. So, for example, there might be an external reason to update it, like, gee, there was a new case law decision that says you can no longer do a certain thing without having a search warrant.
Right.
So we would need to go back into our policy manual and make sure that our policy manual is consistent with that new guideline. There might be a local change, like for instance, all of the police departments in Santa Clara County agree, the chiefs and the sheriff agree to a certain list of protocols as to so that way all agencies in the county are handling similar calls for service in a similar manner. And so that in the interest of consistency. And so there are certain county protocols that dictate what agencies will do when they're responding to, for example, a domestic violence call or an officer-involved shooting call. And so as those county protocols are updated, then that would be another external reason why we would go back into our own policy manual to make sure that we're capturing any of those changes. The other reason you might have a change is simply because we decide, hey, you know what, there's an industry best practice out there. And I'll give you kind of a dated example, but a fair one nonetheless.
Okay.
Many, many years ago, it used to be common, and you might see it in the movies, for police officers to shoot at cars. And mm-hmm. there's a common misconception that shooting a gun at a moving vehicle is an effective way of stopping or disabling the vehicle. It's actually, as more and more research is done and testing, it's actually a relatively ineffective way to mechanically disable a vehicle. And so it used to be that policies really didn't restrict, industry-wide, really didn't restrict the ability of officers to try to disable a vehicle with a firearm. But because of the fact that obviously you need to be cognizant whenever you're firing a firearm of the person in the vehicle, anybody in the area, behind the vehicle, et cetera, it's obviously an important issue. And so our policy many years ago was updated to reflect that, absent some real exigent circumstance, officers should not be using a firearm in an attempt to mechanically disable a vehicle, because it's an ineffective tactic.
Right.
And so that would be just an example of where there's no law that says you can't do that, but we found that the industry best practice was not to do that or to avoid doing that, so we updated our manual accordingly. So with regard to how frequent updates happen, I would say we regularly update the manual in the sense that, gee, we might find, things like a language error or, things that are formatting errors that we need to fix. But in terms of substantive updates, I would say, on a, monthly or every few month basis, we might be making small changes to the policy. And then frequently, as a new year comes in and there are new laws that are passed, that kind of thing, that might lead to more updating needed just to stay current with those changes.